Welcome back to Head Games Radio. Our special exclusive guest is Joe Buck. And Joe, there may have been times when you wanted to lie there in the fetal position and whimper, but you didn't. I want to share some of the historical landmarks that you were directly involved with. Down the left field line. Is it enough? Gone. There it is. 62. Touch first, Mark. You're the new single-season home run king. Floater, center field. The Diamondbacks are world champions. I mean, on and on and on. The Red Sox have longed to hear it. The Red Sox are world champions. You were part of history. As you look at the impact of being able to do that and knowing the father figure you had who got you into this, tell us, what is it like to be doing essentially your dream?
Well, that is it. I mean, as a kid, I thought so much of my dad and appreciated him so much as not only my dad, but my best friend and somebody who took me around with him everywhere he went, that I never really dreamed of being anything different than I am right now. And, he never pushed me toward it. He never made it so that he was always there to tutor me and always there to tell me how I should be doing something. You know, I broadcast as a kid, really literally, with my dad. I got into the business and I was broadcasting with him when I was 22, 23, 24 years old. And he always treated me, I guess, when we were on the air, as somewhat of a partner and an equal. And I think that kind of let me to have the freedom to get into this thing. So because of that, you know, I enjoy it. I love it. I know that people aren't tuning in to listen to me. I know that people are tuning in to watch these events. And if I can help it along and make it more enjoyable along the way, then great. And if not, then they'll hit the mute button or turn it off.
Well, you're covering the NFL with, I think, one of the two best announcers out there. I think Phil Simms and Troy Aikman are the best because they don't force-feed you too much. But let's stick with the World Series in baseball. I had Bob Costas on, as I mentioned earlier, and we asked him, you know, considering that it's such a great sport, what is wrong with baseball given that the ratings aren't what they used to be? Here's what he said.
I don't think there's anything, or not, at least not much, fundamentally wrong with baseball. But the culture has changed. It's a big event culture, a short attention span culture. And a baseball playoff series takes seven games to play out. It's not one game like football at a time of the year when people tend to be watching television. If you compare World Series ratings to NBA playoff ratings, they're still much better. Even though it's at a time of the year when school is in session, talking about baseball's postseason, and when the other networks have launched their new programming.
So, you know, you got to try to keep your eye on what you can do, Joe. As you said, you're not the entertainer. You're somebody that facilitates. But still, what's your perspective on the evolution of this big event culture that makes it harder for baseball to compete with the sort of weekly extravaganza that football represents?
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. And Bob's totally right, as he is, all the time. I mean, he hit it right on the head. When you do a World Series, and, you know, we've done it this year with the Cardinals and the Tigers. We did it last year with Houston and the White Sox. We did it even the year before, although the numbers were better because it was the Red Sox, but it was the Red Sox and Cardinals four games and out. If you don't get six, hopefully seven games, nothing really builds, and it doesn't become that big event that Bob was talking about, like you get with the Super Bowl, where it's one single night, one single game to determine the winner. If you don't get a Game 7, you're going to suffer in the ratings. And he's also right that it's a different time. It's a different era in television viewing. And when you look at the overall numbers of what we're getting, even on a four-game sweep or a five-game Cardinal-Tiger series, it's a solid rating and a good number. So everything's relative. Bob's right that, that baseball certainly doesn't measure up ratings-wise to a Super Bowl. I mean, it's not in that world right now. But when you get a seven-game series, it builds over time, and you have that one night, then it becomes something a little more special, I think.